adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The contingent of canal guards arrive at Beard's plantation. Half of them, with Kolu for a guide, enter the tunnel to rescue Jungle Jim, and the balance remain to guard the house and tunnel entrance. While they're investigating the house, Pedro, the renegade leader of the Indians, betrays the hiding place of the master saboteur's papers, and Kitty discovers his most precious secrets. In the meantime, Jungle Jim, with his hands still bound behind his back, is forced by Beard to enter the huge torpedo. As Beard follows him, he lashes out with his foot and Beard tumbles from a high platform to the muck below. Meanwhile, the canal guards, guided by Kolu, are finishing repairs to the tunnel passage, which was damaged by an earth slide.
All right, now. You two go through and I'll go in last.
Yeah, okay. Here, take my rifle through there. All right, here you are.
Here's mine. Here I come.
Sergeant Don. Sergeant Don.
Now, what do you want? Thought I told you to stay up at the house. A fine guard you are.
Yes, that you did, that you did. But you also told me to take orders from the lady, didn't you, Sergeant?
Yes, I suppose so.
Right. Well, here I am now, as large as life. This is a nice little tunnel here.
Oh, it's a lovely little tunnel. Why did you come down here and what do you want?
Oh, yes. Well, the lady, that is Miss Kitty St. John and me. Why, Sergeant, we found more things up in that house. Why, spy stuff and things like that.
So what? Will you come to the point?
Well, she says they're important enough to start a war.
You're going to have a war right here and now if I don't get some sensible reason from you why you came here.
Well, Miss St. John wants you.
Wants me?
Yes. She wants to tell Colonel Barrett about the things she wants to tell him about the things we found. And you has to turn on the radio.
Of all the confounded nonsense. Can't that dame wait for a few minutes till we clean up this job? She's a nuisance.
Say, Don, I'd be mighty proud to go up and help the lady.
You mind your own business.
Well, I'm only trying to help out.
Never mind.
Sure he seems awfully anxious, doesn't he, Sergeant? As if she'd even look at the likes of him.
Says you.
Yes, says me. But you know, Sergeant, we get along fine together.
So, and who is we?
Why, Kitty and myself, of course. Who else?
Oh, so it's Kitty and you. Dave.
Yeah?
I'm going back to the house. That information might be important.
I'll bet it is, Sergeant.
None of your cracks. You and Kolu continue, and don't take any nonsense. And if you have any trouble, the prisoners were wounded resisting arrest. Understand?
Okay, Don, okay. Give my best love to Miss St. John.
Come on, you. We got plenty to do yet.
You know, Sergeant? That's just what I was saying to Miss St. John.
What was you saying?
About them spies. I didn't think they were on the level at all. I thought they were only people in books.
Yeah, this bunch is real, all right.
No, not only that, Sergeant. They're rich.
Rich?
Yes, this fellow, what's his number, you know?
J7.
Yes, that's it, J7. You know, he has about $1 million in gold bills. Why, they don't have as much money in a mint.
That's what he uses to buy the natives.
Right you are, Sergeant. And you know, there's code books and all kind of papers in another language. Sure, Sergeant. These foreigners make me sick.
Foreigners? Were you born in America?
Stop your joking, Sergeant. Most of the Americans were born in Ireland.
All right. Up the stairs.
All right, fine.
Miss St. John.
Sergeant. Oh, if I'm not glad to see you. We've made some tremendously important discoveries. Everything that Colonel Barrett wanted to know right here in the library. Look here.
Golly. Code books. These plans of the dam certainly look authentic. Hmm. And here's a drawing of the locks. And pictures, too.
Not only that, here's a book of names and addresses of people in the United States. Their identification numbers, how much money they got, and how it was sent to them.
Why, this dope can break up a whole ring of spies. I'm glad you called me, Miss St. John. We've got to relay this headquarters at once. Come down to the boat and we'll get them on shortwave.
All right.
How did you ever locate the hiding place, Miss St. John?
Pedro had a change of heart when he came to. Or maybe he realized the jig was up when he saw the canal guard. Anyway, in return for me pleading his case before the authorities, he spilled the beans.
Where is he?
We've got him under guard and taking no chances. But I'm inclined to believe he'll not give us any trouble.
Here now. Let me give you a hand. Easy.
Thanks.
There we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll have this rig warmed up in a jiffy now. Patrol 10 calling headquarters. Patrol number 10 calling headquarters.
Have you got him?
No, not yet. They'll be here in a jiffy.
Come in, Patrol 10.
Sergeant Huff, Patrol 10. Must talk to Colonel Barrett at once. Vitally important.
Just a minute. I'll relay your request.
Oh, I hope they can find him in a hurry.
They can. In fact, they have to.
Patrol 10. Patrol 10, stand by. Colonel Barrett will talk to you. Hello? Who is this?
Acting Sergeant Huff.
Yes, Sergeant?
Miss St. John wishes to speak to Colonel Barrett.
Go ahead, Miss St. John.
Hello, Colonel Barrett. This is Kitty St. John.
Yes?
So far as the case of J7, alias Doc Beard, is concerned, we have all the evidence you'll need to close the investigation.
Good girl. Is Jim with you?
No. He's down in Beard's workshop in the cave.
Is everything all right?
Well, I haven't seen Jim in almost 24 hours. But the guards must be there by now. Cole is with them. Oh, I'm sure Jim's all right.
Fine. Now, what is the nature of your report?
We discovered all of Beard's papers in a secret wall safe in the library of the plantation house.
And you believe it's sufficient evidence to convict Beard?
More than enough. It's so big, I'm almost afraid to keep it here. You should have it at once.
What's it about?
It ties up Beard beyond any question with a foreign power.
Yes?
I don't want to mention the name on the air. Someone could be listening.
That's right. Don't say it. International complications and that sort of thing.
Can you either come right over or send an armed guard? I'll breathe easier when it's out of my hands.
All right, Kitty. I'll be there in half an hour.
We'll be waiting, Colonel Barrett.
In the meantime, the heartiest congratulations of the department and myself to you and Jungle Jim.
Oh, thank you, Colonel Barrett, for both of us. Goodbye.
See you in half an hour. That is all, Patrol 10.
Well, I guess that makes a heroine of Miss Kitty St. John, all right. May I congratulate you, too?
You may, and thank you, Don.
The importance of the secrets which Kitty St. John discovered and only hinted at in her radio conversation with Colonel Barrett was enough to have him start immediately for the plantation house. In the meantime, Kolo and the band of canal guards are slowly making their way toward the cavern workshop. They do not know how close both Jungle Jim and the Gatton Dam are to disaster.
If Don were here, the first thing he would do is warn you fellas, no noise. And if anybody shoots off a gun by accident, he'd better shoot himself. That's the only excuse that'll be acceptable, you understand?
Yeah, we get it, sure.
Now, in this job, we may get into a fuss up in that cave, so... Now, look, here's the plan. Kolo and I are going first. As soon as we cover the door, you men deploy right and left and don't anybody shoot before I give the order.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I got you, boss.
That means you and I. Yeah.
You still have to lead the way, Kolo.
Kolo, happy. Go first. Ask one favor, please.
Oh,
one.
Sure. Granted for you ask it, Kolo. What is it?
Kolo want have Doc Beard for own special target.
Oh, sure. Why not? Say, what's he look like?
He be thin, wear eyeglass, have small pointed chin whisker, gray hair.
He don't sound like a beauty, does he? Hey, you fellas, now lay off a guy with chin whiskers. That's Kolo's special prize.
Thank you, Tuan Dave.
I don't think you like that guy.
No. Be bad. Try very hard kill Tuan Jim and Kolo. Almost do many time.
Is that so? Well, I don't blame you then. An eye for an eye is awful good bookkeeping. Could I ask you a couple of questions? Oh, without seeming personal.
Yes, Mr. Dave.
Well, what kind of a Indian are you? You're an Indian, but you ain't no kind of American.
Kolo from Mele. call him East Indian.
Oh. You been with this Bradifell along?
Kolo be number one boy of Tuan Jim many year now.
He must be a great guy. Everybody on the right side of the law seems to think so anyway.
Tuan Jim be strongest man, smartest and best jungle fighter in whole world. Tuan Jim be like God.
So it's just the two of you and Miss St. John out here against this whole bunch of spies and saboteurs?
That be all, Tuan Dave.
No wonder you weren't both knocked off long for this.
Doc Beard and those wild men try hard, but no can do Tuan Jim too smart. Know what they do before they do it.
You sure think a lot of that guy. He must be good.
There'll be opening to cave around Big Rock.
Oh?
Kolo go first. No noise. We surprise them.
Right. Quiet, fellas.
In the cave, Jungle Jim has at last made a break for freedom. Beard forced Jim to climb up with the torpedo and was following, when suddenly Jim, whose hands were bound behind him, lashed out with his foot and caught Beard right on the point of the jaw. The element of surprise was so great that Beard lost his balance and tumbled down into the muck below. Then Jim turned and commenced kicking the chucks, which, if loosened, would launch the engine of destruction on its journey, but with no guiding hand inside.
Yourself and all of us with you.
Stand back, Red. Stand back, I tell you. There's only one of these blocks left, and it won't be here long.
Now, wait a minute, Jim.
Hold your distance, Red.
Jim, look, wait a minute now. I'll set you free. Hold it, buddy, will you?
You had your chance, Red. Yeah, for $15,000 you were going to free me.
Yeah.
I think it's too late.
Look, Bradley, look. I couldn't do nothing. I was watched every second. You understand that, don't you, Jim?
Red, you're lying. I don't believe you ever intended to let Doc Beard down.
See, you're a hard guy to deal with, Jim. And for once, I was on the level.
Oh, you would try to rush me, would you? You'll take this.
Goodness, the canal is saved.
Oh!
As Jim releases the torpedo, it slides down the runway and harmlessly explodes in the bottom of Gatton Lake. But J-7, in a furious effort of vengeance, put a bullet in Jim's back. The canal is saved, but what about Jungle Jim? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorite to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.